and experiment in true listening. Spend a day listening to people. Just let their words in without superimposing your own thoughts. You can try out the idea that when people talk, they're finding their way toward what they really mean, and that the best way to help them is to just listen. Allow yourself to take in what they say without wondering what their point is. Trust that when they stop talking, you'll understand. When you want to finish a sentence for them, out loud or in your mind, stop yourself. It can be amazing to hear what gifts come out of people's mouths when you allow them to complete their thoughts without interruption. Sometimes you meet an entirely different person, especially if it happens to be someone you're married to. You may find that when you thought you were getting to know someone, you were just confirming your beliefs about who they are. Some simple misunderstandings clear themselves up right away. For example, a friend told me that his colleague always seemed irritated at him. Then one day my friend let him finish what he was trying to say without prompting or interruption, and the colleague was so relieved that he told my friend without a trace of irritation how much he enjoys working with him. Your understanding of another person is limited by what you think you already know. So when you just listen, the person you meet won't match your preconception. The exciting thing is that you usually meet someone much wiser and kinder than you expected. You may also lose track of your ideas about who you are. You become a true listener, an open and genuinely interested person. Maybe you too will be wiser and kinder than you thought you were. It's not hard to be interested when people keep surprising you and showing that they have more to offer than you expected. When you listen literally, you may feel disoriented at first. The identity you usually work so hard at upholding falls away. You won't be the person who used to flip through her mental files while someone was talking, waiting for a chance to break in and impress them. That person turns out to be just another burden, another obstacle to true meeting. In literal listening, someone you didn't know you were meets someone you didn't know you knew. Do you really need approval? An inquiry. It sometimes happens that once you start noticing your untrue thoughts about approval seeking and the uncomfortable behavior that results from it, the approval seeking stops by itself. The thoughts unravel, and you are left to live your life in a much happier way. If that doesn't happen, and you still think you need the approval of a particular person, sit down and write out an inquiry. Ask yourself the four questions and find some turnarounds, as the young woman did in the example below.
I need my father's approval. Is that true? Yes, I need him to respect and appreciate what I do. Can I absolutely know that it's true? No, but I still think I need his approval. How do I react when I think I need his approval? How do I treat him when I believe that thought? First, I try to impress him with my accomplishments. I mention celebrities I've met through my new job. I invite him for a drive in my new car. I try to appear stylish and confident. Then I feel hurt and angry because it doesn't seem to be impressing him. I feel frustrated that he's never heard of the celebrities. In the car, he asks where he's supposed to put his legs, and I get annoyed. He looks at my new piercings and says, "What's that on your nose?" I give him the cold treatment. I call him ignorant when he says he thought Paris Hilton was a hotel. I pretend to look down on him when really I'm afraid he'll say something devastating. Does this thought bring me closer to my father or separate me from him? It makes me feel very separate. I get more and more aloof to hide how hurt I am. It's like we live in different worlds, separated by a huge generation gap. Who would I be without the thought that I need his approval? Who would I be in his presence if I couldn't think that thought? It would be so different. It would be a huge relief. I don't see myself talking about work so much. I begin to wonder about him. I don't know much about my dad these days. Without that thought, when I think about the cutting remarks he makes, I see they aren't meant to be cutting. It's him trying to be funny, trying to connect with me, and not knowing how. I feel close to him again. I need my father's approval. Turn it around. I need my approval. Is that as true as or truer than the original statement? Yes, absolutely. The truth is, I'm not comfortable with the things I try to impress my father with. The people my company represents are often jerks, and I'm supposed to treat them like royalty. And I don't really like the clothes I wear for the job. When I think I need my approval, I can see some changes that would give me my approval right away. I don't have to bend over as far as I do at work. I could drop certain clients, wear different clothes, the list goes on, and none of it is hard. Is there another turnaround? I need to approve of my father. Is that as true or truer? Yes, it would feel good to let him know what I've been discovering. I can see how I've punished him with my defensiveness, and I'd like to tell him about that and give him a big kiss. I'd like to tell him that some of his jokes are really funny, and that I've pretended to be mad instead because laughing would have rewarded him for disapproving of me. I'd much rather just laugh. Is there another turnaround? I don't need my father's approval. Is that as true or truer? It is. I can see that. The fact is that when I have my own approval, I'm happy, and I don't need anyone else's. Their approval is just icing on the cake. It's extra, and it's not necessary for me to be happy. Anyway, if my dad approved of me for things I don't like about myself, I wouldn't believe him. He wouldn't be doing me any favors. He respects my ability to solve my own problems. I know that because when he sees me struggling, he doesn't try to rescue me. What it comes down to is that I don't need his approval because I already have it. As I look at it now, I have a lot of proof of that.